You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, folks, let me tell you for a minute here about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. So maybe you're looking for a job. Well, they're one of the best around right now at helping put people back to work. ZLA Solutions. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job, they've got them posted. Good-paying jobs all across Alabama. A lot of them with pay and benefits that are just unmatched. I'm just telling you, they're good at it. But if you're an employer and you're also looking to fill out your workforce ranks, you need more people. Well, that's what they do. They can do all the recruiting, all the drug testing, the background checks, all of it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, does not matter. ZLA Solutions is great at putting people back to work. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. That's their website, ZLAUSA.com. All right, so listen, getting back to number one of the Triple Dipper, spending a little time kind of watching the parade go by, if you know what I mean, the woke carnival sideshow. I've been just calling it just a freak fest of all the things that wokeness is doing around the nation, just giving you updates on things that some of them infringe upon your personal rights. Some of them are just funny. Some of them are like, wow, you have to sue to get rid of it. It's just unreal. Here's another one. Wall Street Journal pulled this up today. Story dates back a couple of weeks, but Wellesley Public Schools in Massachusetts, three Massachusetts families are having to sue the Wellesley Public Schools over woke policies they say violate their children's rights. So for instance, I mean, things like, and maybe they're well-meaning, but they're so into woke, they don't even see themselves anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like they can no longer see their own reflection. A bunch of woke vampires. So critical race theory is known to dominate college campuses in many ways, but parents are also having to fight it in the K-12s. That's what's happening at, I'm sorry, Copper, did you like the whole thing about woke?
I have to steal that now.
Can't see their reflection anymore. A bunch of woke vampires. So Wellesley Public Schools is dealing with the issue. And so they've done things like promoting affinity groups that hold events for specific races. And, of course, who can't come is the white kids. Parents Defending Education is a group that's got national exposure now. They're alleging these groups are racially exclusionary. They're, by definition and design, giving certain opportunities for kids of certain races and excluding others. And then there's times like, for instance, there was one. There was a shooting in Atlanta that killed several Asian women. It was tragic back in March of this year. And so they had a healing space for Asian and Asian American communities in the schools. But they like kids who were not Asian wanted to go support their friends and were told they could not come because it was not appropriate for them to come. When you divide people up like that, you take into account or you create the account that they are no longer able to be there for each other. They're no longer able to relate to one another simply because you've decided to divide them by race because all you focus on is race. And that's what Wellesley's doing. It's part of the woke carnival sideshow. Here's another one. I said it right before the break. Got this story off of Fox. Story. How did we get here, by the way? How did we get here? New Hampshire high schooler allegedly suspended for saying that there's only two genders and has to sue the school district. Did you? Yes, I just said that. So he's alleging, by the way, it's a violation of his free speech and religious liberties. A New Hampshire student athlete is suing a school district after he was suspended from a football game for allegedly expressing his views that there's only two genders. It's filed in Rockingham Superior Court in Rockingham, New Hampshire. The plaintiff is also aiming to block the enforcement of Exeter High School, that's his school's, Exeter High School's gender nonconforming students policy because of what he says is it's infringement on First Amendment rights. And the district's policies go into things like dealing with transgender and gender nonconforming students, whatever that means, gender nonconforming students, requires that all programs, activities, and employment practices be free from discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity, unless, of course, you disagree, at which point you can be excluded. There you go. I ought to have that thing there. There's your sign. All right. Next one. This one's right here in Alabama. All right, first of all, let me just go ahead and make some clarifications. January 6th, the U.S. Capitol should not have gone down like that. Not good. Not good at all. It was also not an insurrection. An insurrection is a blatant attempt to overthrow government and replace it with something else. It's like a coup. An insurrection is the attempt to tear down government. There was never an attempt to tear down government. There was an attempt to protest government. Yes, there were actions that were illegal and should not have happened. Yes, I wish it had never happened. But daggum, it was not an insurrection. But what's crazy right now, and what's really bothering me, and you can't get good solid reporting on it, is that you're not getting the truth of what's happening with those who've now been accused. All right, we've got multiple people that allegedly are still being held. Some of them still pending actual charges, not allowed to see their families, not allowed to see their attorneys on a regular basis, in need of medical care, and it's like third world. Well, did you know, though, that seven Alabamians have been arrested on federal charges in connection with the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol? I did not know there were seven. I had heard of one. I had heard of one because he comes from Etowah County, used to be in my district. Russell Dean Alford, owner of a body shop in Etowah County, right over in the Gadsden area. He actually lives in a little town called Hoax Bluff in Etowah County. He was among the crowd that, of course, AL.com describes it as stormed the Capitol. Some did. Some just walked through the doors that were held open for them and walked around taking pictures. Well, he was one of the walkarounds. All right. Alford is charged with entering a restricted building. Let me ask you this. All right. According to the court records made public on Monday, this is dated back a few months. According to court records, Alford posted a video from the Capitol to his personal YouTube page titled January 6, 2021. Does that sound like a lawbreaker? Hey, here's the evidence of my crime. I'm going to post it up on, I guess some do. But anyway, it shows several dozen people lined up in a hallway inside the government building. Lined up in a hallway. Not trying an insurrection to tear down government. Toward the end of the video, investigators say that Alford turned the camera around on himself and he can be seen. And then surveillance video has him walking through other parts of the Capitol building. Now, I want to describe to you, though, so all this is, FBI agents have come to his place of business. Now, granted, FBI guys, they do what they're told, and they didn't break down his doors, they didn't raid his house in the dark of night. But listen to what he did. So FBI agents interviewed Alford at his place of business, and it was then record state that Alford told them that he had been expecting them. He asked him, he said, I've been waiting on y'all. Alford confirmed that he understood that there was potential federal crimes. He said he was not going to lie. It says this in the article. Alford then told FBI agents that he attended the Trump rally in Washington, D.C., and that he had wanted to attend a rally for some time, and when the crowd began walking, he walked toward the Capitol. Okay. He said he entered through a door that was already broken open but did not see who opened it. He then used his cell phone to show agents some of the videos he took. And before the agents left, they asked him if he would please email the videos to them, and he tried to do it, but it didn't go through, so they went back to his office, and he allowed them voluntarily to download them onto a DVD. I'm just telling you, that does not sound like a guy who is an insurrectionist. An insurrectionist! Trying to overthrow the government! No. Woke, carnival, sideshow. Copper, what'd you have? You had a caller a minute ago. I thought we had somebody on the line. What was that?
Oh, yeah. He actually was asking how he could buy a T-shirt and support the show.
T-shirt? Well, I'll tell you what. We are looking at doing some changes to the website, and one of those is going to be how do we get T-shirts out there for you? Now, we're going to do some more giveaways coming up here pretty soon. I think it was a guy that called in? I think it was a guy, wasn't it? Yeah. So, sir, just thank you for that, by the way. We will make another giveaway opportunity available pretty soon. At the same time, we'll also be posting on the website in the near future how you can just buy one, just order it, and we'll send it to you. So there's that. Yeah, thank you for that. By the way, I got word back from several of our T-shirt winners that they got their shirts and we're loving them. So that's a plus. All right, Copper, move us to a break, my friend. Let's go to the break. We'll come back. I got a few more, just a few. A few more of these things. They're part of the woke carnival sideshow. And then at 3:30, I've got my friend Brian Taylor, who is a military JAG officer and a former legal advisor to the governor and a senior advisor in general to another governor, coming on to talk to us about military vaccine mandates, and we'll spend some time unpacking that for a while. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, we're keeping in tabs on the Rittenhouse trial, watching for news breaks, because they are right now, is with the jury. The case has been given to the jury. They are in deliberations right now. They've gotten all their jury instructions. Interesting thing, the jury, just 45 minutes into their deliberations, reached back out to the judge. I wouldn't read too much into this. They reached out to the judge asking for copies of the jury instructions. If you're not familiar, what happens is at the end of the presentations of the evidence, when both the prosecution and defense, or in a civil trial when the plaintiff and defendant have both finished their cases, basically, the judge will read to the jury the law that applies to their deliberations. He'll tell them, if you find that the evidence presented showed you this, then you must find this as a matter of law. So he'll read to them the jury instructions. And he did. Well, the jury pool was 18. 18 people sat through the trial. They do that to make sure they have plenty for the day when it comes to go to deliberations. They whittle it down to 12. State law in Wisconsin looks a little different. It appeared to me that actually they had Kyle Rittenhouse himself reach into a box and draw names or numbers out, and they've got their 18 whittled down to 12 jurors. Well, anyway, they went to deliberations, and 45 minutes later, they asked the judge to please send them copies of the jury instructions. And they specifically asked, though, for copies of the jury instructions related to self-defense. Now, that's interesting, because the judge, in reading their instructions, said, you know, basically, if you find that the evidence shows blah, blah, blah related to self-defense, then you must acquit. So it's going to be interesting to see whether that just meant that they wanted to clarify, because that's the overarching factor. If you find self-defense, you're done. Case is over. If you don't find self-defense, then we get into, well, was it murder? Was it manslaughter? What was it? Are there lesser included offenses, they call them, where there's, like, you know, possession of a weapon illegally, which has been thrown out, by the way, but possession of a weapon illegally can be a standalone or a lesser included offense of the firearms crime. So anyway, all said and done, we're waiting on the jury. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted if it comes in while we're on the air. Hey, listen, a couple more things here. One more thing in the woke carnival sideshow that I found interesting. I pulled this one off the National Pulse. Not a source that I usually go to, but it had one of the best descriptions of what has happened with Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor, Steve Bannon of Breitbart, Steve Bannon, the firebrand, Steve Bannon, the news guy. Steve Bannon, just like Mark Meadows, who's the former chief of staff, he was subpoenaed by Congress to appear in front of the January 6th tribunal, which is what it is, by the way. It's a tribunal. It's not a congressional hearing. It's a tribunal. They're going to find themselves a scapegoat, by God. They're going to find themselves someone to pin insurrection on. And their determination is to prove that in some way the Trump administration helped plot the riots. They're going to try and say the Trump administration helped put together a group of people for an insurrection to try and go in and take down Nancy Pelosi. It's crap. But anyway, the bottom line is Steve Bannon, never one to mince words. Well, he's been charged with a misdemeanor of failing to appear. What's the charge? I'm trying to think what the name of the charge is. But anyway, the bottom line is, oh, he's being held in contempt of Congress. Contempt of Congress is a misdemeanor. But they have charged him with a misdemeanor. He had to spend hours at a D.C. courthouse, and he came out and he said, this is his words. He said, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden. He was mad. He said, Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn. And he went on to say, we're going to go on the offense. We're tired of playing defense. So basically what's happened is They think they're trying to get Steve Bannon, but what I believe is happening is Bannon is saying, all I needed was for you to get this little trumped-up charge, because what it does, though, y'all, what something like this does, he's allowed to have discovery the same as anybody else. So if they want to inquire of him, he can now inquire of them. He can say, what proof do you have? Show me your evidence. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not this misdemeanor from hell is going to stick. All right, what have I got here? I'm almost out of time on this segment. Let me see if I got time for one more. Let me just tell you this. I'm just pleased with this. This whole vaccine mandate is part of the woke carnival sideshow. It is definitely part of the woke carnival sideshow. And I got several more in my hands, but one that I want to make sure you're aware of because I'm proud of it is the Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has said enough is enough. That's his words. Enough is enough. The Alabama Attorney General has joined 11 other states as of yesterday afternoon in another lawsuit related to the Biden healthcare worker vaccine mandates. If you remember, there's multiple versions of the mandates, right? Multiple versions. And this one is related to healthcare. So we have now joined the suit. Hey, Copper, I don't know if I have time for that call. Let me grab Stephen from line 4 real quick and see if I can get that in. Hey, Stephen, Phil Williams on Right Side. I've got about 35 seconds, man. What's on your mind?
Not a problem. This has to do with the 1776 train.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were down in Jacksonville, Florida. My neighbor and myself, we belong to the squadron VP-62. We weren't in the same crew. But anyway, we visited the train, took the kids, and I have a patch that's on my helmet bag that I sewed on. You do that to kind of show off where you've been. But
yeah,
that was really kind of neat. I still have that patch.
Oh, very cool. How about that? I mean, and wasn't that thing cool, too? I mean, it really was, wasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. It was absolutely outstanding. The kids really had a good time going through there.
That's good stuff. Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for that. We appreciate you calling in. Yes, indeedy. All right, folks. Listen, we're heading into a break. When we get back from this, my friend Brian Taylor, an Army JAG officer and a former legal advisor to Governor Ivey and a former advisor to Governor Riley, is going to be here to talk with us about military vaccine mandates. Any updates? What about Oklahoma National Guard saying they don't intend to comply? Interesting days. DOD and green suiters out there, all y'all listen up. We'll be right back after this break with Brian Taylor. Get a breakdown on where we stand. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.